Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The latest hearing by the January 6 committee focused on a pressure campaign by then-President Donald Trump against his own Justice Department. Republican committee members Adam Kinzinger laying out how an increasingly embattled Trump repeatedly sought support for his false claims his 2020 defeat was a result of widespread election fraud, despite a lack of evidence.
He didn't accept it from Attorney General Barr. And he wouldn't accept it from Mr. Rosen either. So he looked for another attorney general, his third in 2 weeks. He needed to find someone who was willing to ignore the facts. That is not the norm.
According to testimony, at least five congressional Republican allies of Trump sought White House pardons after supporting his attempts to overturn the election. They were not granted. Federal agents searched the home of former Justice Department official Jeffrey Clark this week. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports Clark supported former President Trump's baseless claims of election fraud.
Trump considered firing the acting attorney general and replacing him with Jeffrey Clark a few days before the assault on the U.S. Capitol January 6th. The former president backed down after Justice Department leaders threatened to quit. A spokesman for Clark said federal authorities searched his Virginia home early Wednesday while Clark was still in his pajamas and took his electronic devices. The U.S. Attorney's Office declined to comment on the search of Clark's residence. Clark had worked with at least one Republican lawmaker to reach out to swing states in 2020 to get them to change their election results. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court's conservative majority today declared for the first time there is a constitutional right to carry a handgun in public for self-defense. By a 6-3 vote, the court's striking down a century-old law that severely limits licenses to carry guns in public. More from NPR's Nina Totenberg.
The court's sweeping decision will shake up gun regulations across the country, making it far more difficult to defend rules that limit guns in public places. Writing for the court majority, Justice Clarence Thomas said that just as the right to free speech is not limited to popular speech, the right to carry a gun can only be limited in ways the founding fathers limited guns. If the court sticks to that view, it could doom several of the provisions in the Senate gun bill expected to pass as early as tomorrow. After all, there were no red flag laws or laws banning guns for domestic violence offenders in the 17 or 1800s. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Groups representing the oil industry and refiners are describing meeting with Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm as productive, saying it should send a signal to markets the U.S. is committed to long-term investments in the industry. Meeting comes as President Biden's calling on Congress to suspend federal taxes on gasoline and diesel fuel as a way to relieve high gas prices. Stocks gained ground on Wall Street today. The Dow up 194 points. The Nasdaq rose 179. This is NPR. U.S. officials say they have approved another $450 million in aid for Ukraine, including some additional medium-range rocket systems. Officials say the new aid comes just a week after the U.S. approved sending an additional $1 billion in military aid to the country as it seeks to repel a Russian invasion. The officials who confirmed the latest allocation of funds were speaking on condition of anonymity. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he is recovered from his bout with COVID-19. NPR's Rob Stein has the story.
During a White House COVID briefing, Dr. Fauci said he tested positive on an antigen test, had one day of mild symptoms, and then took the drug Paxlovid for 5 days. And now he's feeling fine.
I'm vaccinated, I'm doubly boosted, and I believe if that were not the case, I very likely would not be talking to you looking as well as I look, I think, right now. So all is well with Fauci, and thank you for asking.
The 81-year-old White House chief medical advisor once again urged everyone to get vaccinated as well, including young children who are now eligible. Rob Stein, NPR News.
The Biden administration says it is launching a wind power initiative with governors from 11 coast states in an effort to help boost the industry. Administration officials meeting with key administration leaders and labor officials today to announce commitments to try to expand the offshore wind industry. That includes manufacturing facilities, ports, and the workforce. President Biden says as part of his clean energy initiative, the proposed deployed wind power would provide enough power by 2030 to provide power for 10 million homes. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.